Today, we are going to meet author and certified sex therapist, Tara Galliano. Welcome to Beautifully Bloomed, the podcast where we explore how to break you out of the box of rules and beliefs that are holding you back from the life you're meant to live. I'm your host, Rebecca Turvo. Join me as I share mindset tools, coaching conversations, and human design to help you uncover your unique gifts and create the life, relationships, and business you desire. I am so excited to introduce you today to Tara Galliano, who is a certified sex therapist and has worked with women for over two decades to get their sexy back. She knows that there's pleasure in our body beyond our wildest dreams, and every woman can access it. In Rediscovering My Body, Tara teaches women how to show up for pleasure in their lives through reconnecting with their body. And she does this work now with her online courses and community and her retreats. So welcome, Tara. I'm so happy to have you on my podcast launch. So fun to talk to you. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, truly my pleasure, Rebecca. This has been so much fun.
Yes. And I just wanted to ask you, as one of the first things, before we get started, I just want to let our audience know that Tara and I know ourselves, know each other through a group that we're in. We're in a mastermind where we're learning to become certified retreat leaders, or we call it certified sourced retreat leaders, maybe, right? Is the maybe. Right way to put it? We're not sure, but anyways, we met in this group and we really connected well, and we just have a good time when we talk with each other.
We do.
We have a lot of fun, and we might laugh sometimes, and that's great. So
Tara, thank goodness.
Keep it fun and light. It's awesome. So Tara, and so one thing I would love to talk about in this short process we're going through at the moment, like, when did you decide to become an entrepreneur? Because you told me you've pretty much been an entrepreneur your whole life.
Yes. You know, it's interesting because then we mentioned that I actually don't come from a line of entrepreneurs. I grew up in New York City, and all of my family has worked for major corporations, Goldman Sachs, Time Warner, MTV. Wow. So, I mean, the expectation was that I too would do that. And I did work for Goldman Sachs for a summer, and I worked for AT&T for probably a couple of summers.
Yeah.
So I had that corporate experience and feeling like this is so hilarious and so not for me because of the structures that are in place. And I find myself to be a little bit irreverent, and I like to create my own path. And so it was just kind of humorous that everybody was agreeing to these different arrangements of how to show up for work. And so noticing that, and when I went to college, I had no idea what I wanted to do, but I wound up teaching after college, which led me to being a therapist. Yes. And then I went back to graduate school and realized that I just really want to work for myself. That seemed to be, again, as I said, it offered me the flexibility to be with my family, be with my young kids.
Yeah.
And that seemed like to fit me best. And then working for another person, although, you know, I work for my clients, or I work with my clients, it's a very different paradigm. Yeah.
It sure is. So you haven't had the whole long career like I have, like the 25 years of, that is so fascinating.
I did work at the University of Colorado for a couple of years, almost 3.5 years, and I loved it. But the bureaucracy, and I was still doing private practice. I worked there part-time and did private practice part-time. But the bureaucracy just was, it felt less comical than it did when I was younger working at Goldman Sachs. It felt kind of heavy, and I was like, I don't want this.
I tried to fit into the university environment too. I didn't know that we had that same lived experience. I was there for 5.5 years, and I struggled. I wanted to make it work so bad, and it just, that bureaucracy, it was just unattainable for me to ever fit in there. It just felt so wrong, like I was wearing the wrong outfit all the time or something. I'm not sure what it was, but oh, I totally get that. So that's amazing because both you and I are now entrepreneurs doing our own thing. We both love it.
I did like the atmosphere of the university where so many people were learning and eager and optimistic. Yeah. And seemed like there were a lot of resources there. For me, that environment was very inspiring.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought it's amazing. We're helping young people learn things so they can go help the world. But that was where my part stopped. Like, but then what? Like, I, it, the rest of it didn't work, the structure of it and the management. And yeah, there's interesting things about universities, which I could go on about all day. So I'm curious. So Tara, tell us how you help people now, since you're no longer even a therapist, or are you still a therapist? Not at all. You really don't do work as a therapist, or?
I do telehealth sessions. It's very infrequent and very limited. Okay. But most of my work is as a coach. So I'm an author, a speaker, a retreat host, and then I do coaching with women in this process of rediscovering their bodies. So that for me has been a natural flow and evolution of who I am, and then the work that I want to bring forth in the world. And so much of it is about showing up and not hiding and not being small. And so the more I step into that personally, the more it just goes effortlessly into my professional life. So that's where I'm putting my focus these days. And I love it. I love helping.
Yeah, so you've bloomed, and this podcast is called Beautifully Bloomed. And so the reason I love to have guests like you on is to help you share your stories of how you've bloomed into your life. And so I know you have made some huge shifts in your life, but what would you say would be a good tip for our audience to tell them how they can more bloom into who they uniquely are and show up more visibly as themselves, you know, kind of break out of that box of, you know, how society thinks we should be, how our religion, how our families, like we have these expectations, right? As women, what would you say? Because you've had a lot of experience doing this yourself, too.
Yes. You know what? And what's coming to me in the moment, especially around this bloom analogy, is that when we're really looking for transition and we're really looking to shift and change things, it's like it's as if we are a little seedling that needs to be protected and guided and nurtured. And sometimes we are not enough to do that because we're shifting the pattern. So the old influence is still upon us. And the new one that we're reaching towards is kind of like the sunlight, but we're not quite there yet. And so what's coming to me is that we really need the support and guidance of a mentor and of a community that see us in all of our fully bloomed or beautifully bloomed that will help guide us there. And I know that for me, that I know we're not meant to do this life alone, and that I didn't come through this process by myself. It's not one and done. And when I noticed myself wanting to turn in and do it by myself, it was influenced by shame or negative past experiences. This sense that I could do this, I need to do this myself because I don't want to reveal myself, or I don't want to be seen in this vulnerable and exposed state. And the reality is I needed help. And I needed my sisters to help hold me, and I needed to be brought to the light until, you know, I was more in the light and can do that easily for others and for myself. But I needed help. And so that's my offering today.
I love that. Yeah. So go find the help and be okay asking for help. As women, that's, I remember for years just thinking, no, I can do it all on my own. Like I'm supposed to do this all on my own, everything in my life. I'm supposed to raise my kids on my own. I'm supposed to like be this perfect wife and mother. Honestly, the working mom thing, like I'm like superwoman. Honestly, this is who I tried to be for so many years. I love that you brought that up, because that is something I think we have a hard time thinking, well, I don't know. And then investing in the help, right?
Yeah.
Investing the money and the time.
Yep.
Like we're worth it. We're valuable enough.
Oh, worth it. Yes.
Uh-huh, totally. Yeah. I mean, yes. Thank you so much for bringing that up today. And so Tara, I will invite people to come and listen to the full length interview, because we had a full length interview, which was super fun. So if you want to come listen to the full length interview, you're going to have to subscribe to the podcast or come back when that's coming out. And I'm so looking forward to having you here. Thank you, Tara, for joining us.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
Day two next time, and you'll get to meet my content strategy coach, Yong Pratt. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please go subscribe so that you get notified of all the future goodies that are coming along. While you're there, please leave me a review and let me know what you think. So excited to share this with you, and can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye.